Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you a recipe for quinoa pilaf. You are going to love this, Lee. This is a Turkish dish.
Really?
Yes.
Any pilaf.
And
except Edith pilaf. I don't think she was from Turkey.
No, but this is what you're going to need. You're going to need a teaspoon of cumin seeds. You're going to need 3/4 teaspoon of coriander seeds. 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. You know what? Put 3. Don't go with 2. Whenever I have these recipes and they always say 2, it's never enough. I need a little bit more oil.
Yeah.
You know, or I add a little bit of water. Either way.
No.
Half a medium onion I want to use. I want to use a little bit of salt, some garlic cloves as well, and a cup of quinoa. You know, that's that's the cooked. So it's about four cups of cooked quinoa. 1 cup of cooked chickpeas. The canned ones are fine as well. You can use them. You're going to use 1/4 cup. This is something you're going to love, Lee, of pomegranate seeds. Also what you're going to use, a little bit of thickened yogurt and a small garlic clove that's pureed as well. That's optional if you want to use that. What you're going to do is you're going to heat a large frying pan. We're going to put on a medium heat, and you're going to add the cumin seeds and the coriander seeds, and you're going to let that toast in there with the oil, and you're going to shake them around a little bit until they smell like they're being cooked. Once you get that, you let them set them aside and let them cool down. You're going to crush those. You're going to crush those seeds up into kind of a fine powder. Then you're going to put the frying pan back onto medium heat. You're going to add a little bit of the oil. You're going to add the onion. You're going to cook that. You're going to stir it in there. You're going to add the garlic and the salt. Put that all in there. The cumin seeds, the coriander seeds, the stuff that you had on the side, you're going to put that back in there. And you're going to throw the rest of the olive oil and stir in the quinoa. And you're going to put the chickpeas. This is after it's cooked already. So the quinoa and the chickpeas is cooked. You're going to put them in there. And you're going to stir them all in there, and then you're going to add 3 tablespoons of the pomegranate seeds.
On top.
And you're going to let that cook. You're just going to let that cook for about another several minutes. And you can salt it just for taste, and then you're going to transfer it to a platter or a bowl and decorate it with the remaining pomegranates. You can put them on there as well.
It's a nice garnish.
And you can stir in the thickened yogurt that you had on the side with the garlic, with the pureed garlic as well. Makes for a really nice side dish, great with fish and great with any sort of chicken as well.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.